week and a lot of big stories to talk about. And you know what? I want to go someplace completely different. I do. You know, we've talked about the big stories and the hard stories, and we've talked about, you know, everything that's going on around the world and the victories and the defeats and 2.5 weeks till the midterms. And I don't want to talk about any of that. I want to talk about Sears going bankrupt. And here's why. Sears announcing this week 142 more stores are going to close down in an attempt to become profitable. Sears was passed by and passed over by time. Sears reinvented this country 100 years ago. Sears was the Amazon of the day, if you will. Because if you lived in the country, if you lived out in the sticks somewhere, and you got that Sears catalog, man, the sky was the limit. It was. Every kid's dream was held somewhere in that Sears catalog. Every kid's dream. I mean, we would look at that catalog for hours because it was like you could go in there and dream about all the great things. And the greatest gift I ever got for Christmas, ever, was an electric football game I got when I was 7 years old. Remember, the little things, the little players would run around in circles and run into each other and run backwards, and the little kicker was always terrible with a little felt football that would go who knows where, and the cat probably ate it every time. But I remember going to Sears when I was a kid with my mother, getting Tough Skins jeans. You remember those? Tough Skins. Were Garanimals from Sears too? Where you'd match the shirt and the pants and you'd have an outfit that matched. I think they were. At any rate, here a few days ago, I put up when I learned about Sears going bankrupt, closing a whole pile of stores again in the hopes to survive. Because Sears missed the whole Amazon revolution, if you will. I mean, they missed it. They missed the chance to get onto the digital revolution. I mean, they had the world. They had all of those. They had a mailing list that if they could have put that together and monetized that and turn it into an email list, man, they'd have had it, wouldn't they? At any rate, I asked folks to tell me about their memories of Sears. And you guys have responded in great numbers because, well, Sears is Sears, and everybody has memories of it. I could just find the list now. I just had it. I don't know where it went. I know it's here. But as you look at the Sears catalog, what kind of memories does it bring back for you? Because I want you to go to the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. I do. And I want you to write down your memories of the catalog. And I just talked to people here in the lobby who said, you know, when we lived out in the middle of nowhere, that was the only connection we had to anything. That was the only connection we had to anything was the Sears catalog. The Sears catalog was our connection to the rest of the world. When you lived in rural Gaylord, there was nothing else there to entertain yourself. And I believe that. Just as going there at Christmas time, smelling the caramel corn, Santa would be at the store, cotton candy, and the candy counter, he's thinking around 1960, 1970, shopping for tools with my stepdad, going, again, Tough Skin jeans. These are part of what made us who we are. I mean, Sears was always there because Sears, the first thing that Sears did during the Great Depression was send out those catalogs, right, and connected a nation. Because no matter where you lived and no matter how remote, you could get a Sears catalog and you could order something from the Sears catalog. And might take weeks sometimes, but it would show up on your doorstep. You could even order the whole house if you were so inclined, right? And then Sears reinvented itself again in the 50s and 60s when Sears became the anchor store at malls and changed the way we shop. So they reinvented themselves twice and changed America twice, but the third time around wasn't so easy. Jody lived in Wappinger Falls, New York, and went to Sears in Poughkeepsie. I was about 3, and it was Christmas time. I remember the racks of clothes and furniture and all the Christmas decorations and crowds of people being so hot in my winter coat. Christmas music being played on the new fat organs and Santa sitting in a great chair greeting children and listening to their Christmas wishes. I was scared to sit in his lap and I cried, but he gave me candy anyway. My sister thought it was funny. I'd never seen anything so grand. Made quite an impression on me to remember at the age of 3 and still remember it to this day, 45 years later. That's when Sears was in its heyday and a great place to go. In later years, I also remember the Christmas wish book every year, circling things for Santa and hoping to see them under the tree. You know, that's what we did. You'd go to the Sears catalog and you'd circle that. And I think that's part of the magic that kids are missing today. Kids go to their cell phone, their smartphone, and everything's instantaneous, and there's all this gratitude. And see, the beauty of the Sears catalog, and my mother taught me this, dreaming about what that toy would be like was half the fun. Because oftentimes, you know, you'd dream and you'd think about that toy and how wonderful that would be. And the reality was never quite as cool as dreaming about it, except for that electric football. The electric football stands out. To this day, I wish I still had that thing. Because I'd like to share that with my kids. I mean, I suppose you could probably find one on eBay or someplace. But dreaming and looking at that and letting your imagination run wild. I think that's part of what we're missing today. I think we've short-circuited ourselves using these electronic devices. We've short-circuited our children by using these devices because we don't let their imaginations run wild the way they should. A kid's imagination should be allowed to run wild. Darren writes, it was the early 1970s, and I remember going to downtown Pontiac, the Sears store, for the last time. It was a cold cement 1920s building with humming fluorescent lights. The moving sale was about over, and the new store at the mall was opening soon. You see there, Darren remembers that transformation. Fast forward a few weeks to the new store. It was open. The new Sears was packed during the opening week. It was bright and shiny. The future had arrived. The new store had everything. And if Sears didn't have it, you probably didn't need it. Well done, Darren. Well done. Kendall writes, my fondest memory will age me, of course. I couldn't wait to get to the toy department to watch all the trains that were running. I would stand there until my dad would come watch them with me and then make me leave, of course. He was taking me to the candy counter in the middle of the store. Great time. I don't remember the candy counter, but a lot of folks have mentioned that. I mean, this is foundational America. And when I hear people come together in this conversation, it gives me hope that we can still do that. Because there are common things among us, the candy counter, or a common experience, or the Sears catalog. There's still hope for us, my friends. Don't give up. Don't give up because the conversation is rough and divisive. We still have things. We have common bonds between all of us. And those we should celebrate as Americans. We should. A lot more often than we do. So on occasion, put aside the politics like we just did. And talk about the things that bring us together like we just did. These are important conversations to have, and I'm glad I had it with you on The Steve Gruber Show.
Hi, I'm Chris McLatcher. You know the guy Steve Gruber has been talking about? I fight the IRS in the state of Michigan for a living, and I've been around since 1991, over 25 years. Our firm is called Fresh Start Tax Solutions, and we are right here in Michigan. Just type in your area code tax.com. In Lansing, that would be 517tax.com. If you're a Youper, that would be 906tax.com. You'll be directed to our website where you can instantly be connected by phone or email. At Fresh Start Tax Solutions, we can get the IRS and the state of Michigan off your back today.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect the nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for all Americans, a proud legacy which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. Selfless service, it's what inspires the men and women of the Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of